Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. It's December 2015. The recent Ebola epidemic renewed concern about diseases spreading through air travel, leading some in the United States to propose travel restrictions to and from affected countries. A team led by Gerald Dillingham, a director in GAO's physical infrastructure team, recently examined how some airports and airlines prepare for outbreaks of communicable diseases. Eden Savino sat down with Gerald to talk about what they found.
Dr. Dillingham, thank you so much for joining us today. Since diseases like Ebola can easily cross borders, who's responsible here and abroad for containing them?
Well, there are many entities involved in addressing communicable diseases. On the global level, the lead organization is the UN's World Health Organization. And also within the UN is the International Civil Aviation Organization, which works most especially with aviation. At the national level, it's usually the state agency, the state health agency. And by that, I mean, in our case, it's Health and Human Services and the Center for Disease Control. And they work hand in glove with state and local agencies as well in these cases.
Sounds like a lot of entities. I think it's a lot of diseases. I know that Ebola's been in the news a lot recently, but what other kinds of diseases are we talking about here?
Well, you know, there are several hundred communicable diseases that have been identified. But for the United States, I think the turning point or the watershed was in 2003 with the SARS epidemic, which was followed subsequently by influenza, several strains of influenza. So you're right, there are lots of strains and we always have to be on guard.
In terms of airports and airlines, are there national or international guidelines they're supposed to follow when preparing for this panoply of diseases?
I think the answer there is some yes and some no. In other words, there are no national required guidelines for planning for communicable diseases. However, as I mentioned about the UN, the UN has and the International Civil Aviation Organization has given some guidelines and guidance to its member states, which the United States is a member of, to develop such a plan. That's one of the things that we looked at during our work. But there are no requirements for national plans at this point in time.
So what is the federal government's role in preparing for dealing with these diseases at our airports?
Well, here's a case where even though there are no requirements for national plans, many of the airports are developing plans and they're also implementing those plans and testing them all at the same time. Equally important to that is that there are several agencies in the government that are associated with communicable diseases. Of course, there's the CDC that we mentioned earlier, but there's also the FAA and DOT for airline and other transportation modes. There is also, believe it or not, OSHA, which has to deal with health and human welfare in the workplace. And this applies a lot to the people who clean the airplanes between flights and so forth. There's also Homeland Security and Customs and Border Patrol because they are key in terms of people entering the United States. So there's a range of federal agencies that are involved in trying to deal with communicable diseases.
And it's my understanding that your team spoke to a variety of airports and airlines about what they're doing to prepare for all of these diseases and working with these various entities. What did you learn when you spoke to these airports and airlines?
Yes, we took a sample of airports and airlines. We looked at some of the largest airlines and some of the largest airports, particularly those airports where are called ports of entry for people coming from around the world. And all of the airports that we looked at had a plan. All of the airlines that we talked to had a plan. And so it's now a matter of moving that plan out further and those issues to be involving more stakeholders.
So is GAO making recommendations in this report?
Yes, we are. You know, we talked a little earlier about the fact that there were individual plans but no requirements. But what we found was that there was no national plan for addressing communicable diseases. And we've made that recommendation to the Department of Transportation and others that if you had a comprehensive national plan, it would bring all the individual plans together. It would allow leverage of resources. It would allow testing and readiness and preparedness. So that's the one recommendation that we made is that FAA and the other stakeholder agencies get together and start talking about a national communicable disease plan.
So finally, for those of us heading to the airport, what is the bottom line message of this report?
The bottom line message is, of course, that we still have the safest airline system in the world. And I think because of the actions of the airlines and the airports, that passengers going to the airport today have no more to fear for communicable diseases than they would ordinarily have, and that they should take the precautions that they normally take in their everyday activities for sanitation and health when they're on that aircraft.
Very good. Thank you so much, Dr. Dillingham.
Thank you.
To learn more, visit gao.gov and be sure to tune in to the next episode of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office.